Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest, Thomas Derbez from Santa Rosa County Extension Office, right?
Yes, sir.
How to say that. You're working with Sea Grants, and I want to talk about that because I was not very hip to this before you showed up today. So let's learn about that. Let's learn about what you do, go ahead and start out with your title. What do you do for Santa Rosa County?
Yeah, my name is Thomas Derbez. I am the Sea Grant Extension Agent for Santa Rosa County. What that mainly means is that I do a bunch of education and outreach when it comes to stuff that deals with our waterways. With Sea Grant, we luckily enough get to divide what we want to do between different categories. And so I mainly focus on a healthy ecosystem, healthy estuary, and then also I work really closely with the oyster farmers and oyster hatcheries in our area.
Mm. Yeah, that's big business here in this area, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead and pull that mic closer to you there so we can hear you. Yeah, there you go. I've only got so much volume here. I want to be able to hear what you're talking about. All right. So a healthy ecosystem, a healthy shoreline. What are you teaching? Is it mainly younger students that come through that you're talking to, or is it just everybody in general that you're educating about this?
It is everybody in general. Mm-hmm. I want to teach everybody about, you know, proper watershed maintenance is probably the biggest key. Mm. We do partner with a bunch of different extension agents in the area that do agriculture. Mm. So we'll get together and do stuff on proper fertilizer management, proper disposal of waste and stuff like that, septic to sewer transformations, anything just to keep all the nasty stuff out of our water.
Right. What are some of the major challenges with dealing with that? Because, you know, we've got all of this shoreline here. We've got this water. I've heard reports of, you know, with all the new developments, we've got sewer lines going in. I mean, there's lots of issues. What are some of the big hurdles that you're seeing in this area?
Funny enough, which I feel like is a hurdle for everybody, money is the biggest hurdle.
Oh.
We had a grant. I'm going to say it's in the tens of millions.
Ooh.
To change from septic to sewer for 200 homes. And it was in the tens of millions just for 200 homes.
Wow.
So,
wow. Okay. So the biggest hurdle is funding. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. What can we do to support this? Is it mainly federal funding, or how does a community get behind our extension office in this endeavor?
Well, Sea Grant's really cool. I work under actually state, federal, and county, so I'm a part of all three. Mm. We can leverage federal funds, however, mostly comes from the state and from the county. We are with the University of Florida, and we are in cooperative with FAMU over in Tallahassee.
Mm. Okay. If you have questions this morning, let us know, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. You said that we were talking on the break, you said that every coastal county, every coastal area has a Sea Grant agent, right? Like an extension office with that position, right?
Correct. Well, there's a couple of missing counties, but it's maybe two or three, and they're actually in the process of hiring a new Sea Grant agent for those.
Are there particular events that you speak at? I mean, where can people find this information? Where can they go to learn from you?
They can actually come to the extension office or give me a call up at the extension office. I work out of Santa Rosa County. We do have a bunch of different events that go on. Recently, I wasn't actually speaking at it, but my farmer friend was at the the World Is Your Oyster dinner at Atlas, and I believe they'll be doing that a couple more times. I'm brand new into the position, so I'm still working on my programs. There is one program that I'm looking to do I'm going to name Seed to Shuck. So it'll take you to a hatchery and show you how they breed oysters.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we'll have an oyster farmer come in and show you how he works on the oyster farm, and then maybe get you a sample of oysters.
Mm.
And then we're also working really closely with lionfish removal. Lionfish is a big issue that we have here in our area.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
There's a Dr. Janicek out of the University of West Florida did a study on eDNA, which is really cool technology. They just take a sample of water and they can test for the DNA in it. She has found lionfish DNA all the way up to the Escambia River. So they have entered our bays, and we are now in the process of trying to remove them.
What do they do? Why are they so bad?
They are prolific spawners. So they will spawn multiple clutches a year. And they have voracious appetites, and they are non-discriminatory eaters. So they will eat anything from a little baby snapper, a little baby grouper. They'll even eat baby eels and stuff like that. Whatever can fit in their mouth, they'll eat.
How do we combat this problem? What do you guys do?
Well, there's no natural predators for them. So we've got a group of divers. There's an Ocean Strike Team, which is a local nonprofit organization. They go out and they will hunt the lionfish. And so mainly the only way to get them, some of them are catching them on hook and line, but most of them are doing them from spear gunning and wine slings. So
wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of people just heard that and they're like, how do I get on that team? That sounds like fun. I'd love to go out and do that. So you're saying that not too many people catch them when they're out, you know, just with rod and reel?
Yeah, I've actually caught a couple hook and line, but it's kind of a rare thing to do. They really are hunted by divers and spear fishermen.
Okay, wow. All right, so my guest this morning, Thomas Derbez, you're with the Extension Office in Santa Rosa County. New to this position, you're from this area, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you were telling me about how this the curse, when people grow up here, or if they spend any time here and they try to get away, they always end up coming back, right?
Yep, Geronimo's curse.
Yeah, I'm sure locals know about that. I came here for a vacation for a few days, and I wanted to live here forever. So that's kind of why I'm here. Plus, my wife has always been saying we need to move to the beach, and what a great beach it is. How do we protect it? What do you tell young people, you know, when they're just now starting their journey of being a citizen and being a productive member of our society? What do you tell them? What are some of the basic rules of protecting our environment?
The biggest one is leave no trace. Come into something and you see how it is, leave the same way that you came there. On the beach, they say leave nothing but footprints, which I love that saying. Just make sure you clean up everything. Don't throw anything in the water. You know, another big one is that we have, I believe Florida is in the process of outlawing balloon releases.
Yes.
And you would be incredibly shocked to see how many balloons that you come across out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico that wash up on our shores. We have people that clean every month, and the amount of balloons that they find washed up on the beach is surprisingly incredible.
Yes. And those can, you know, choke a fish or a turtle. I mean, that's hardcore when you see that in the ocean. I've always been concerned about especially microplastics, just, you know, the plastics in our oceans. What do you know about that? What can you say about that?
Well, it's, you know, a bioaccumulation thing, so it'll get into the smallest organism. That smallest organism gets eaten by another bigger organism, and then lo and behold, it comes to us. Microplastics is an issue that was really just recently discovered. I say recently, probably within the last 10-15 years. And just trying to keep all the plastics out of the water is the biggest thing. Trying to alleviate it, they're still trying to figure out proper ways to do it. But you know, we've got the big garbage patch over in the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
That's a big contributor to microplastics. So now there's efforts in cleaning all that up, which I believe is the size of Texas now. So
And I know that we're still dealing with hurricanes past, right? And, you know, litigation and funding and trying to clean up certain things. Why did you feel like you needed to get into this job, especially in this area where we have so much hurricane activity? That's got to be a major challenge.
Well, actually, the hurricane activity is what got me in this position. I used to be an oyster farmer. I was a farmer for Pensacola Bay Oyster Company. We had Hurricane Sally come through. We had gotten our farm completely ready. However, one of the barges came through our farm. So once I realized that there was no way for me to be able to come back, I left that opportunity because I wanted better for my family. Started my own catering company. I was doing oyster catering. Fell in love with teaching people about the oysters, and this position popped open, and I felt like it was a perfect fit. My background is, I have a bachelor's in marine biology out of the University of West Florida, go Argos.
Yes.
And then I have my master's in aquaculture, from Auburn University, War Eagle.
War Eagle. Yes. I used to live in Auburn and Opelika myself. So yeah, cool. Very, very cool. Well, you definitely got the right man for the job, I think. All right, my guest this morning, Thomas Derbez. He is with the Extension Office for Santa Rosa County with Sea Grant, and we're talking all things ecosystem and you know, cleaning up our oceans. If you have questions for us this morning, let us know, 437-1620. We're going to get to some commercials, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Finding a reputable business shouldn't require luck or chance. But how can you tell who you can trust? Pro tip, the BBB connects people with businesses they can trust. So think of the BBB as the better, check with the BBB first, because better businesses are honest and commit to high ethical standards bureau. That's why they're better. Always look for the sign of a better business and find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest, Thomas Derbez, he is the Sea Grant Extension Agent here for Santa Rosa County. We've got a bunch of events coming up all around the county, lots of ways to learn how to protect our environment and serve our ecosystem well. Thomas, thank you so much for being here this morning. We learned a little bit about your background, you know, graduating from UWF and then getting your master's at Auburn. You know, you love this area. You saw this job open up, and now you're our Sea Grant Extension agent. So we're so glad to have you. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, happy to be here. Happy to, you know, work for the estuary and the saltwater environments.
Yeah. And you have a list of events you want to get to. If people want to meet you or other agents and learn more about this, where can they do that? What do we have coming up?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of events coming up. Actually, tomorrow we have an Eyes on Seagrass training. So if you're interested in doing any kind of like seagrass monitoring projects, me and Rick O'Connor, who is the Escambia County Extension Agent, we are teaming up together to do an Eyes on Seagrass. Our training is tomorrow at the Tiger Point Community Center from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock. You can contact me. My email address is TJ, D as in David, ER, B as in boy, ES, at UFL.edu if you want to register for that. March 23rd, we have a pollinator celebration at the Escambia Extension Office from 9 to noon. You can meet a presentation on artfully adding pollinator plants to your landscape. And there's also some plant or seeds for sale. Starts at 9, ends at noon. And you can contact Carrie Steven at ctsteven@ufl.edu. We got a weed wrangle out on Pensacola Beach on April 13th. That is a tongue twister. 8 to 12 on April 13th, volunteers will assist with invasive plant surveys and removals. These next three you can contact Rick. So I'm just going to go through them and then give you his email address. On April 25th, you've got hitchhikers at Escambia Extension Office from 10 to 12. You will learn about the invasive species that hitchhike from South Florida, but we will mainly focus on the Cuban tree frog, and participants will receive a PVC tree frog trap. Limit to 25 people. And then you've got living with snakes on May 14th at Escambia Extension Office. I'm still learning how to live with snakes. They are still nope ropes to me. It is 10 through 11. It is hosted by Rick, and this program will educate the public about local snakes, how to avoid them, and what to do if you encounter one. For all those three, if you're interested in those, you can contact Rick at roc1@ufl.edu. And then one shameless plug for me, we have a Master Naturalist class that we offer, which is a really cool course. We have multiple different courses. Right now we're teaching a freshwater course. Our next one will be over the summer. We're doing wildlife monitoring, and then hopefully we'll be doing coastals in the winter. If you're interested in taking these classes, it is a 6-week class. You can contact Carrie Stevenson at ctsteven@ufl.edu.
Is there a website or a Facebook page where people can go and see all of these events listed out?
Yeah, you can go to Escambia Extension Office website. It is, if you just go on Google and type in Escambia Extension Office, it should be the first one that pops up.
Okay. So have I been saying it wrong? Is it not Santa Rosa County Extension?
I'm with Santa Rosa, yes. Okay, but I work really closely with Escambia County.
Okay. Well, Rick, naturally, I would think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're all really interconnected at this point.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. You guys definitely need to be talking to each other. All right, so you mentioned earlier about how you jumped out of oyster farming because of the barge fiasco and the storms. Is that still a profitable business for people in this area?
It is. It's growing, which I'm really happy to report. Mm. We have a new hatchery that's being constructed on Garcon Point, which I've been a part of, and it is going to be a top of the line. They're using a lot of new technology to be able to produce the oyster seed. The biggest problem with the oyster farming in the area is the lack of availability of seed. So now hopefully we have a local seed provider. Mm. Brandon with Grayson Bay Oyster Company, he is actually having a really great year. He's been hosting a lot of events. He did an event on Sunday that I went to go pop up at, and he sold over 800 oysters in 3 hours.
Wow.
And so he's doing great. Oyster farming in this area is starting to take off, and I'm really excited to see the future of oyster farming in this area.
Mm. And I'm excited to taste the future of oysters. Give me a pint and some oysters. Man, and some hot sauce, I'm there. I'm so there. So, all right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap it up after this. My guest, Thomas Derbez, he is the Sea Grant Extension Agent for Santa Rosa, working closely with Escambia to keep our ecosystem fresh and clean and safe for generations to come. If you have any questions, get them in before we run out of time. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining us this morning. My guest, Thomas Dervis. He is the Sea Grant Extension Agent for Santa Rosa County, working closely with all the coastal communities here to keep our ecosystem safe and enjoyable for all of our generations to come. When we mention Extension Office and we talk about that, I remember the Extension Office we had in my county for 4-H, but that was basically all we had going on there. But the Extension Office is really a lot more than that. Let's talk about that real quick as we're closing up. What does the Extension Office mean? What is it? And what can it do for our local farmers?
Well, we do have a bunch of different people within the Extension Agency. Myself, I'm with Sea Grant. So I work really closely with the environment when it comes to saltwater. We have a bunch of different agriculturists there. We have a commercial horticulturist and a residential agriculturist that's there to help you with any kind of problems that you might have. So let's just say lawn maintenance and stuff like that. You can bring soil samples up to us, and he would test your soil for you for pH and then recommend if you need to go get a more advanced search. We've got Matt Lawler, which is the commercial agriculture. He helps a lot with the commercial farmers in the area. He just recently got done with some watermelons, and I got to taste those. That was great.
Oh, nice.
We have Family and Consumer Services. We have nutrition. We have just everything you can think of. We've got the Extension Office. So if you have any questions or any concerns about anything in your daily life, we definitely can help you with that.
Awesome. Well, Thomas, thank you so much for being my guest this morning. Google the Extension Office. Get involved. Find out what they can do for you. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.